In the name of the one holy, loving, liberating, and life-giving God. I will never, ever forget the evening that my daughter Grace was born. In the moments after her birth, when she breathed her first gulps of air, she made it clear that the change of scenery from where she had been to this strange new place where she suddenly found herself was not a welcome change. And the sounds of her tender, precious wailing, that sound of a newborn announcing her arrival and testing out her lungs for the first time, that sound tugged at my heartstrings in a way I had never felt before. Oh, how I wanted to instantly comfort and soothe this new human being and relieve her that instant from her distress. And so, without thinking, I did what I had done in the months leading up to her birth. I began singing to her. And at that moment, still cradled in the doctor's hands a few feet away, Grace turned her head, craning her neck to the sound of my voice, and immediately stopped crying. Just like that, she knew in this strange new land, she knew and recognized my voice and what it conveyed, that she was loved, that she was safe, that she was home. Our gospel passage for today, echoed in our Psalm 23, lifts up this image of our Lord as the Good Shepherd, as the one whose voice we are invited to hear, to heed, to turn our heads and crane our necks to follow. Now, I know that unlike the original audience for whom this image was intended, seeing an actual shepherd tending an actual flock of sheep isn't something that we see on a regular basis. I have seen this once in my life before. It was a few years ago when a group of us traveled on pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and we did see a shepherd with his flock along the side of the road, but that's the one and only time I've ever seen that. Perhaps the image and sound of one of our preschool teachers from our day school on the playground calling the children to line up and follow her back into the classroom. Or the sound of a trusted, beloved friend or mentor whom you have called, seeking his or her advice on the phone. Perhaps that image and that sound are those that evoke what's intended, our earthly experiences that approximate and point to the ultimate reality that Jesus embodied and is inviting us to live into. In this Easter season, we're in the fourth Sunday of Easter, the season of remembering and celebrating the reality that there is more, that death does not have the final word, that new life starts in the dark, and that love rises and is always rising. It is in this context that we're invited to reflect on the image of Jesus as our good shepherd, the one whose voice we are to crane our necks and turn our heads and hearts to hear and heed and follow. In order to experience life abundant, not just on the other side of the veil, that Psalm 23 is not just intended for funerals, for home sendings. It's a message for our daily living along our earthly pilgrimage to experience abundant life here and now as we all walk each other home. This reminder and invitation to listen for Jesus's voice, to listen for the voice of the one who loves us, The one who lays down his life for us. The one who intends for our healing and wholeness, our shalom, as individuals, as a community, as one human race, for all of creation. That invitation, a reminder to listen for the voice of the one who knows us each by name and calls us each by name. And in the words of the psalmist, who knows our sitting down and our rising up, who created our inmost parts and discerns our thoughts from afar. This reminder to hear that voice and pay attention and listen for that voice is timely and always needed. Because at least from my own experience, and I know from conversations with so many of you, that there are lots of other voices in our world competing for our attention, conveying their own messages, and that have their own power and that lead us to different places other than the place of abundant life. Just a review of these competing voices, some of them, you know, the voice that says you must achieve more to be loved, to be worthy, the one that says you have to do more and more, the one that says you have more and you have to own more in order to be safe and to be okay in this world. And then similar voices, the voice that says you have to be perfect, you have to get it all right, that you have to have it all planned, you have to have it under control, you have to have it all figured out. Do any of these voices sound familiar to any of you? What about the voices of comparison? I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough or rich enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not old enough. I don't have enough time. Those voices of comparison. And then the voices that are about the other. Well, he should be doing that, or she should be doing that, or he's not enough, or that one, that other is not enough. Then there are those chorus of voices of despair, that all is hopeless, all is lost. Voices of doom, voices of depression and anxiety, a voice that says, I will never ever move beyond that thing that happened to me in the past, that awful thing that happened to me in the past, I'll never be free of that. There's that voice. The voice of fear and insecurity, the voices of lack and of want. So many voices competing for our attention, for our hearts and our minds. And amidst all these voices that clamor for our time and attention and focus, there is the voice of the One. The I am, the great I am, as voiced by our Lord, who has us lie down in green pastures, who leads us beside still waters, who restores our souls, who leads us down paths of righteousness. And by that, it's about being in alignment, who leads us down paths that are in alignment with God's heart and God's mind and God's soul and God's will and desire for us, for love's sake. It is this voice that matters. It is this voice that, as Christians and followers of Jesus, we are invited and intended to prioritize, to heed, to crane our necks and heads and hearts, to hear and follow above all others. It is the only voice in the end that is real, and it is the voice that will endure when all else fades away. But to recognize and to hear this voice first takes the desire to hear and heed it. Do we desire to hear this voice? Unlike other arenas, this voice will not overpower and blast its way into our waking consciousness like a song being blasted on the radio or a sports announcer calling a game. More often than not, the voice of the one who loves us into being is a still, small voice that makes itself known in the silence of our hearts when we allow ourselves to be still and quiet, when we cease the endless chatter and running commentary and analysis and play-by-play and judgment and comparison and on, that tape that plays in our minds, it's a practice of eliminating the static on a radio so that something from both beyond and from deep within can drop in and make itself known and heard. There is an author named Michael Singer, the author of the book Untethered Soul and The Surrender Experiment, who talks about the beauty of a quiet mind. The beauty of a quiet mind. It's like a lake that's calm without a ripple, so you can see and hear that pebble that gets thrown in. It's about cultivating a regular practice of being still in prayer and meditation, to exercise that muscle, to clear our airwaves so we can receive and hear clearly. But there are other ways that our Good Shepherd can reach us and speak to us, can speak truth, can speak mercy, can speak comfort, constancy, healing, can speak light into our darkness and hope into our despair. We can discern the Lord's voice through Scripture, through Bible study, through gathering in community and hearing how the Spirit moves and speaks, through discernment in a group of people gathered with the intention to hear the Lord's living voice. Our Lord can speak through the care and concern of a friend, speaking truth in love. Sometimes that truth that is so hard to hear, but is so necessary to hear. We can also hear the Lord's voice through a stranger, a chance coincidence, when that person that you happen to encounter says just the thing that you needed to hear to keep on going in your day. That voice of the Lord can speak through our young people who preach like they did the other Sunday and speak truth, leading us into our future. That voice of the Lord can speak through nature. How many times have we heard the wisdom of the holy and loving living one by spending time in nature? And the voice of our Lord can speak through art and music. Theologian Barbara Holmes says that art carves pathways toward our inner aisles of spirituality. When we decide to live in our heads only, we become isolated from the God, the one who is closer than our next breath. And the restoration of wonder is the beginning of the inward journey toward that one in whom we live and breathe and have our being. Several of us were here in this space on Friday night listening to violinist Alan Chu. It was extraordinary. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. It was worship here in this sanctuary. And Alan, one of the pieces he played was a passacaglia. There's a repetition of these four bass notes, and it went something like this. And it just kept on going like that throughout the whole piece with all the flourishes and all the variations, but that steady bass melody was there the whole time. And Alan Chu reflected how this is a way that he understands the steady presence of our Lord, That presence walking alongside, that steady drumbeat, sometimes we can hear it, sometimes not, but always, always there. You, Lord, are our shepherd. We shall not be in want. You invite us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters. You restore our souls. You guide us along paths of righteousness for your name's sake, for love's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You spread a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil. Our cups runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When all things fade away, God is. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says, who is our true home. Will we heed? Will we hear? Will we turn our heads and crane our necks to hear, heed, and follow? Amen.